Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington, presented by Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle, Johnny Cake Sawville, and Jason Bishop. We're going to connect with our guy Max Major coming up right around 9:40. He was on America's Got Talent last night in the semifinal round. We're pulling for him to make it to the finals. But joining us right now as we go in the clubhouse on the Mattress Warehouse Hotline, it is the president of baseball operations, general manager of the Washington Nationals, Mike Rizzo, in the clubhouse with Mike Rizzo, presented by Burke and Herbert Bank, where banking is just better. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Hello, doing Mike. Okay. Doing okay. We're hoping that you guys could have gotten on a little run here, but it is what it is. How do you evaluate it?
Well, I think, you know, I've always said, and you guys heard me say it before, that, you know, you are what your record says you are. And right now our record says that we're not playing very well. We're, you know, we're lacking in a bunch of different areas on the club. And, you know, we're trying to take it day by day and grind out a win today. But so far the season hasn't been what we've expected.
Now, it's obviously a quick season. It's hard to make large generalizations, but you know, at this point, has there been one area that you've been most sort of frustrated with?
Well, you know, this team is built on starting pitching. That's where we win our ball games. That's where we've been extremely successful over the last 8 or 9 years. And the starting rotation hasn't pitched up to their capabilities. You know, we had another start yesterday that we had to really rely heavily on our bullpen in the fifth inning. And last year we had about 60% of our starts where we had, quality starts from our starting pitchers. And this year, it's well below that. So I think if I had to focus in on one particular part of it, it would be the rotation, because the rotation sets up, overuse of the bullpen and that type of thing. But underproduction to go around. Our defense has been poor, and we don't control the running game very well, and we're sporadic offensively. But I would say our starting rotation has probably been the most surprising to me this year.
What has pleased you,
Soto?
Well, I like the fact that we're getting to evaluate some of our younger players. Kaboom's defense at third base has been really pleasing. Garcia, his at bats specifically against left-handed pitching, which is something that he needed to work on, as a 20-year-old, has impressed me. Trey and Juan have been spectacular. I really like where a lot of our bullpen pieces are. You know, they look like they're long-term pieces. And, when you've got the veterans like Hudson and Doolittle and Harris, and then, some young up-and-coming relievers like Rainey and Finnegan and Suero and that group, I think that has been a pleasant surprise, particularly before we had to use them so often. But I think their stuff is real, and I think that we've got a lot of potential long-term pieces in the bullpen. So, those are some of the things that that have pleased me. Although you know, you've got to search long and hard to find some of those things.
Mike, am I pronouncing Carter's last name wrong? I always pronounce it Keboom, but you just pronounced it Kaboom. How does he pronounce it?
I'm not sure how he pronounces it. I say Kaboom just because I think it's a cool way of pronouncing it.
Okay,
yeah, it sounds better. I agree.
All right, I'll start saying Kaboom then.
Yeah.
Mike, I wanted to slide in a couple questions from some of the fans. Malcolm tweeted us and wanted to know what was going on with the AAA franchise. Are you trying to find a AAA franchise closer than Fresno, which has been somewhat of an issue?
Well, the relationship we have with Fresno has been great. The people out there have been great. Just the geography doesn't work. Right. And I think you're going to see a lot of changes from MLB's perspective on getting these affiliates more geographically friendly, I think, throughout baseball and including our situation. So as of today, we're still up in the air about where some of our affiliates will be when MLB kind of puts all these things together. So we're still waiting to see where we're going to be and what our situation is going to be in the minor leagues.
Is the off season going to be similar to off seasons in the past? Because unlike the other sports where the schedule is completely different, you guys went with compressed schedule, or Major League Baseball with compressed schedule, and it should wind up at about the same time, right?
It's going to wind up at the exact same time as it did last year. We kept on schedule. And I think that the off season calendar, I think, will be amended because of the COVID. But I don't think it'll change drastically. So I do know that the general managers' meetings in November that are scheduled in November have been canceled, and for in person meetings they'll be Zoom meetings. But I think that we should keep a fairly consistent and ordinary off season as far as the major league calendar.
Mike, what are your thoughts on the playoff bubble format that the players and the league agreed on? The first round obviously will be hosted by the higher seed. Okay, best of three there. By the way, the matchups are going to be crazy. You're going to see a lot of wild cards advance. Anyway, and then of course when you get to the DS and CS, those are going to be played in one location: Arlington, Houston, San Diego, and LA. So obviously they're weather-safe cities, and or they're in domes, or but there's no travel days for those DS and CSs. So that's going to be interesting for a manager on what to do with their pitching. So what's your thought on the format?
Well, my thought is that the MLB and the PA, they put a lot of work into this thing. This whole season, I have to tip my hat to Major League Baseball for the amount of effort and scrutiny they put into keeping the players and our staff safe. With a few early on hiccups, they've done a great job in really worrying about the players and keeping them safe and keeping the season on schedule. So again, I commend them for this bubble idea. There's a lot of moving parts, as you would imagine, and I credit the players for really buying into this thing, where they really really want to get this season under wraps, and they want to have a playoff in a World Series, and they've really bought in and done a great job of adhering to all these many believe me protocols that are in place right now. But
Mike,
I think they yes go
are ahead. Are they using the saliva test yet?
Oh, we've always used the saliva test throughout the whole season.
Okay, great. So you get immediate results, like within 15 minutes or whatever?
No, our saliva tests they're turned around now in about 24, 36 hours maximum. But we take them every other day, and the results are usually that evening. So, like I said, since some early hiccups in this process, it's been amazing to watch how our medical people have performed, and MLB's oversight on this thing has been amazing.
Talking to Mike Rizzo, president of baseball operations, general manager of the Washington Nationals, as we go in the clubhouse, can you tell us about Steven Strasburg and his recovery?
Yeah, I think he's recovered. He's recovering comfortably at home, and he had that that short carpal tunnel procedure on his wrist, and he'll begin his he's begun his rehab, and he'll be you know, we think there's no reason to think that he won't be full go by next spring training.
By the way, Mike, congratulations on the new deal.
Yeah,
thank you very much.
You can always clap that up.
Was that a 3-year deal?
3 years?
3 years. That's what I was. That's what I read.
Yeah, it's a multi-year deal. We're not going to get into specifics about term and dollars, but it's something that you know, I'm appreciative of, and something that you know, it felt good for me and my staff to get that behind us, and so we could think. Think past that and look at the future.
Well, I think that still extends you far enough into where you'll have to sign Juan Soto as a free agent. I'm pretty sure. I think he's 2023. Do the Learners realize that they're going to have to come up with $500 million for Juan Soto? He's that good.
Well, we're pretty in tune with what the market is all about, you know, these days and beyond. You know, we're proud that we found Juan Soto and signed him and developed him, and the good players get paid, and we've never shied away from that, and you know, Juan certainly is one of the elite players in the game. So we always have our 1, 3, and 5 year long term plans in place, and you know, Juan Soto, Trey Turner, and the rest of our core players are a big part of it.
But, Mike, before dealing with those guys down the road, you made sure to point out that getting Davey Martinez under a longer-term deal is something that's clearly a priority for you going forward.
Definitely. He's, you know, I think you reward people for doing a good job. You know, we always say this is a performance business, and people get fired for lack of performance, and you should get rewarded for extremely good performance. So I think he's earned a longer term deal, and my goal, you know, from the beginning was to, you know, do more than just pick up his option for next year, and he's a great communicator of Nationals ideals, and he's kind of the face of our franchise. He's the one on TV before and after every game, and I think he's a great representative of Washington, D.C. and the Nationals, and I'd like to keep him with us for a long time.
So, Mike, I'm sorry. Mike, I'm sorry. I was wrong on Soto. He's 2025. So you got about 5 years to worry about it.
Yeah. Mike, it seems like you and Davey have a really special kind of relationship, and if this thing ever goes south, that's going to be awkward. I'm wondering, what's been the most difficult, guy that you've had to let go because you were so sort of close with him, but, you know, because of maybe the performance of the ball club, you had to make a change?
Well, I think that, you know, when you're talking about long-term communications between the GM and the field manager, it's extremely important. You know, everybody that we hire, that we bring in here, I have a relationship with, and you get close to because you're interacting with them several times on a daily basis. At the end of the day, all these people that we're talking about, myself, the managers, you know, we've been in this thing a long time. So, you know, that it's part of the business. I mean, and so I think that you can be very, very close. You could be very, very professional. And at the end of the day, it's all about how you interact with people. I feel that I have a good relationship with each and every manager that we've had and we've let go, because my interaction with them is always sincere, honest, with dignity and respect. And I think that you can do those things with respect. And although they, you know, like I said, my job is to convey, you know, unpopular news to people, I think that you could do it in a way that there's a mutual respect and you feel that you weren't lied to or deceived, and I think that makes it something that you could have a relationship afterwards, which I do with the managers that we've had and we've let go. I still have a great relationship with all of them.
Yeah, what is Davey Johnson up to these days? We really enjoyed having him on the show when he would come on every other week.
Davey's terrific. He's in what's the name of his town? It's just right around Orlando. And
Winter Haven, is that right?
I think you're right. He does he's a terrific golfer and fisherman and that type of thing. And I spoke to him a couple of months ago, and he congratulated me when I got my extension. So we keep in contact with him and also Dusty and Jim Riggleman and Manny Atta.
Even Riggleman?
Oh, Jim and I talk and text several times, over the course of a year. And, he's a true baseball guy. And again, respect factor was always there. And even though it didn't end the way that we wanted it to, again, there's still a respect factor for the parties involved.
Well, you got to respect Jim, man. That guy just went out his way. He did it his way.
Yeah, I mean, I respected him when we hired him, and he's a baseball guy, and he's been through the wars a lot, and he knows the game very, very well.
Yeah. Did he go straight to happy hour after he got fired?
Yeah,
with the caddies.
He went straight to happy hour.
One of the greatest all-time stories.
That's why Mike likes him a lot.
I know. I was on the airplane to Chicago, so at that time.
Yeah. Well, Mike, I think we're going to talk to you later this week. Should let you know that Burke and Herbert Bank wants you to bank on the cycle during tonight's game. Chris Harris, who's from Woodbridge, has the chance to win $100,000 if any Washington baseball player hits for the cycle. No cycle, Chris still gets a $100 gift card. That's courtesy of Burke and Herbert Bank. Enter for your chance to win during next Wednesday's game. Details at thefandc.com/contest. Thanks a lot, Mike.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Yep.
We'll talk to you again very soon.
Thank you.
GM of the Nationals in the clubhouse with Mike Rizzo, presented by Burke and Herbert Bank, where banking is just better.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we still got Max Major joining us. The voting ended at 7, right? Do you guys have a vibe?
I don't know.
Man, those judges were – those stupid judges are hard. I mean, Heidi knew what she was talking about. She basically called out what's the girl's name again?
Sophia Vergara.
Sophia.
You got a mental block.
Yeah, and then Dum Dum.
Howie Mandel.
It wasn't that difficult to understand. They claimed they were confused over the trick. I mean, you'd have to be a third grader not to get that. And Heidi called him out and said, how are you confused? It was simple. Right. 5 random numbers. He put him on a lottery ticket.
I want to ask him, too, about the controversy about some people saying the girl said 13 and he said 14. I personally think it doesn't matter.
I want to go listen to that. During the break, I'm going to go listen to that.
He would make either one appear. I'm just telling you. But I want to get his take on it because he's catching some flack.
Anyway, okay. We're pulling for Max to advance to the finals. We're going to talk to him at 9:45 right here on the Junkies.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Junkies in on 106.7 The Fan. We're on NBCSportsWashington.com. You can check us out on TV as well. You know, there have been some behind-the-scenes issues of late regarding listening to us at the very top of the show.
Is that true?
Had problems with Radio.com. And then it's corrected in a couple of minutes. Here's my answer to all of those people that have tweeted us and saying they're having problems. You can always listen to us on the radio on 106.7 The Fan.
Right. I mean, I don't want to say, but it really is the priority. We love being on NBC Sports Washington, but they pay us peanuts.
Right.
Peanuts.
And it's great.
Literally.
We're available. You know, that clips go out on YouTube. A couple of people have been upset that I think that shorts, they're working kind of behind the scenes on the Junkies YouTube page and the 106.7 The Fan YouTube page.
Right.
And there have been some people reach out like, what's going on? I haven't seen the videos lately on YouTube. I'm like, you can listen.
Right.
Yeah.
So here's
listen harder.
Here's
please.
What I would recommend. Turn your TV on. Turn the sound down. Listen to the radio or radio.com while you're doing it. That's what I'd recommend. That way you're serving everything.
Sounds
everybody's
like a solid
happy.
Plan.
Right? Watch the video and listen to the audio so we can get credit for the video and the audio. Believe me, we need it in these times.
Yes.
It's crazy
absolutely.
Out there.
It's a wild world we're living in.
I'm seeing that the Big Ten is coming back with football October 24th.
Did they finally officially?
I don't know if it's 100%
official.
I saw last night the guy that I follow very closely says that they that the vote was in and it was an easy vote.
Right.
Should have been an easy vote August 11th.
Should have been, but they're saying Big Ten revert. This is from Yahoo. Pete Thamel, I assume he is legit. He says Big Ten reverses course, will play college football this fall. And of course, this is a no-brainer as far as I'm concerned.
Hey, so we're going to see Tua's brother, a quarterback for the Terps.
Well, the thing is it going to be the entire Big Ten? Now, I believe they had said that yesterday what I had read was that it was going to be everybody or none. Mm-hmm. So they must have come up with some sort of protocol that everybody can agree upon. That would include Maryland. Yeah,
well, I know that Locks wants to play. I know he wants to be out there.
Everybody wants to play.
I don't think
the kids want to play.
I don't think there's a school that has the balls in the conference to sit out while the others play. I don't think
they would
ever.
I'm on Larry Brown Sports, and it says it was a unanimous vote.
Right. So they're all in.
You know,
so what changed? Let me see. What changed?
Money.
Other teams playing.
Well, the money was there anyway.
Right.
They saw the other conferences go out there and play. And, right. Yeah, some of the schools like the LSUs of the world and, you know, Oklahoma had some positive tests. Virginia Tech had to cancel twice. NC State had to cancel. Okay, that was going to happen. But for the most part, it's really been a pretty smooth process.
The tests and being positive for these young people, I'm sorry, I've said it a million times. It is what it is. It's you know, there are other issues that are more jeopardizing for these kids.
Well,
than
the question
COVID.
Is now, all right, so the Big Ten, so they're going to start at October, was it late October?
24th is the date I'm seeing.
So how many games are they going
to
play?
About a month from now. Well, maybe they're going to extend because if there's no national championship game, if there's no college football playoff,
there is going to be.
I thought the NCAA said there wasn't going to be a college football playoff.
No, there's absolutely going to be a college football playoff.
Yeah, I think with everybody in, I think they'll just have to make it work. They're going to make it work. And now you'll have a true champion.
Yeah, it'll be like the Cardinals in baseball. I don't know if maybe the Cardinals have caught up with doubleheaders and things like that.
There's going to be conference championship games.
If the team just doesn't end up with as many games, they just don't.
Yeah.
Yeah. The next thing they got to do, as far as I'm concerned, is start allowing more and more fans in. And I'm so happy to see Notre Dame have fans, Florida State have fans. So,
Margarine,
Larry Scott is a joke. He thought that they could get the other conferences to step down. They didn't, and they just look like clowns.
Now he's got to step up and say,
"Life goes on."
He's
got to
step up and say,
"Find a way around it."
I can't be the only Power Five to sit out. He's got to come up and say, "I mean, unless the state of California, because that governor is crazy, he might say, no, we're not playing any sports in the state." I could see him doing that, but
well, they also have got wildfires to deal with. Did you see the clips the other day? I think it was the Oakland A's game where they played the game. You can barely see. I couldn't believe those guys were playing on the field. They were playing with masks. I saw the center fielder make a diving play. It was basically a smoke-filled stadium.
Right.
Yeah. They had to cancel a couple of games between the Mariners and the Giants because of it.
I told you, I've seen those fires in my aunt's backyard. You could see them, and they are a show.
Drab told me he's very upset they canceled the Mariners game. He's a huge fan.
Hey, Mariners are pretty good this year. Might squeak in.
But listen, the bottom line is it's great news. You got to just tip your cap to all these schools. They're figuring out a way to manage it, and they're plowing through. And the NFL and all these pro leagues and everything, and people are going to have their cases, but thank God that people are, you know, plowing through this. And you know, there were some studies that have been refuted time and time again about this myocarditis issue, the heart issue. And I think that's what's really changed, is people have shown them the true information about that.
That and the testing.
And the rapid
testing is really helping, yeah.
Our friend Bucky tried to skirt the rules in the Homies League because I created two IR spots exclusively for use for your players if they came down with the COVID. And then Bucky tried to stash Debo Samuel on his IR and pick up James Robinson. I saw it. I said, no.
And Debo's got like a knee or something like
Debo's
that.
Debo's got like a foot issue, I believe. Right. He doesn't have the COVID. I said, Bucky, you tried to skirt the rules.
Not surprised.
Does not like what you're doing.
Not surprised.
So he stood down. He's like, that's fine. I didn't realize it. So I'm
well,
just
I wonder.
Bucky, no.
It's Debo Samuel anyway.
Debo Samuel's pretty good,
I know, he's
JP.
Okay.
How many guys declare? Like, I know Ohio State lost their best offensive lineman, right? Didn't they? Was he an offensive lineman? I think he was.
I thought it was Oregon's.
Well, Ohio State definitely did. Okay. And I wonder if he'll come back now, or did he already sign with an agent? Because he said, because of the uncertainty, and it looks like they're not going to have a seat, one to play. He declared for the draft.
I don't know. Well, I'm excited to see, you know, both Eric and I went to University of Maryland. We're alums. We're not alumni.
No, you're
part
not
of the alumni, but we're alums. And
well, collectively, we're alumni.
Loxley has done such a good job recruiting. I know it takes time, but it's year two. I want to see some growth.
Right.
Well,
yeah,
this is
my
a
expectations
year.
Are very low.
Yeah,
they're very low, and they're especially low for Tua's brother. You know who I just assume is nowhere near as talented.
I already forgot his name. Is it Tala or
Talia?
Talia. Tagovailoa.
Yeah.
Hey, you got to give some credit to the players, because if there wasn't such pushback from the "we want to play" movement from guys like Justin Fields and the fans,
no doubt,
just relentless on these presidents, they wouldn't have backed down. So you can make a change on social media and standing up for what you believe in, because I don't think that if there wasn't the pushback, they would not be playing.
You're probably right. And then the coaches speaking out, especially the big name coaches, the Harbaughs and the Days of the world. But, and then some of these parents were pissed
off.
All
the parents.
The kids
all the parents want to play. The kids want to play.
The kids are, you know, transferring or certainly threatened to.
Because because nothing else changed.
Now we get to watch Ohio State punish Michigan again. That's worth
right.
the Big Ten coming
Ryan
back.
Ryan Day say he was going to try and put up 100.
He said he wants to put 100 on Harbaugh for Harbaugh being a snitch. A little snitch.
Why? Remind me of the
Harbaugh was basically snitching about Ohio State's practice. Have coaches on the field when they shouldn't. Wah.
Right.
Ryan Day said, "Okay, now the gloves are off. We're going to hang triple digits on you, or we're going to try to."
Right.
So he is not going to call off the dogs if they're up like 51-3. He's going to keep pouring
that.
It on.
But Eric brings up a good point. Like, I forget the guy's name. The quarterback from Wake who transferred.
Yeah.
Who was going to be the starter. Was going to be the starter at Georgia?
Jamie Newman.
Jamie Newman. Yeah. He's like, sitting out.
Is his draft stock going to be lowered because he's not playing now that there's going to be a season? Like, what happens to some of these guys and their draft stock?
Can't help them.
I don't know.
But the word on the street was he wasn't even going to win the starting job at Georgia. That's why he bailed out.
Right.
So, who knows?
I don't know. I hope they give those guys an opportunity. Like, especially, I know my buddy's a huge Ohio State fan, and he was pissed when, you know, it was like, if we come back, we lost our best offensive lineman.
Right.
But, you know, if you sign with an agent and already started getting gifts and all that stuff, he might be doomed.
Yeah, like Jamar Chase, and the SEC was playing, right? Jamar Chase is sitting out, right?
Yeah, he opted out.
May be a top
There's a bunch of guys from LSU. There's a bunch of guys from LSU that are sitting out.
Right. Well,
that, by the way, would be the perfect guy to pair next to Terry McLaurin, EB.
Yeah. I've seen some mock drafts where they had Washington selecting him.
Right.
He'll probably be a top five or top seven.
I guess they're not going to make a play for Robinson or Beckham or any of these guys. It's just too much money, in my opinion, to pay him in salary. But maybe they will. I'm hoping that they're not in position to draft them. I'm hoping that they reel off some dubs here.
Yeah, I think Rivera's going to stand pat.
Yeah.
In terms of the big splash moves.
But they're clearly looking.
They'll make some moves around the edges, but they're not going to trade, you know, a second-round pick to pick up Allen Robinson.
They're clearly looking because, as we mentioned, they brought in seven guys on Monday. Four of them were wideouts, and two of them were tight ends. So they're definitely looking for some weapons. There's no doubt about that.
They definitely don't need to bring in any defensive ends. I know that.
All right, can we, real quick, we're going to have Max on next, but I don't want to, like, slow everything down and make him feel too awkward while he's on. But can we play the clip, and then so at least our audience knows what we're talking about?
Because
I do want to ask. Well, I do want to ask him about it.
Yeah.
But, like, if she's obviously saying 13.
I'm going to go listen to it during the break.
Do you have it, Valdez?
Yeah, give me 1 second here, and we can kind of set it up.
I want to set it up.
You're talking about Max Major was on America's Got Talent last night. It was the semifinal round. And what he did is he brought Heidi Klum to the stage, and he tried to, you know, do his mentalism with her so they get on the same page. And then he had her and the castmates pick a series of numbers. But then he went to the virtual crowd, where he also asked people in the virtual crowd to give him random numbers, which he put on the board. And then ultimately, inside a wallet, he had a lottery ticket, which he says he had bought beforehand, and it had those numbers.
Right.
But apparently there's a little controversy with one of the virtual crowd members.
See, I don't think it matters.
All right, so, yeah, so I have the audio right here.
Right.
We've got some members of our audience. If you could point to anyone that you want, it's truly your choice. Where do you want to go?
I would love to have the family on the left in pink.
Okay, the four ladies in all pink, yes? Could you guys unmute your microphone and wave to us? Unmute your mic so we can hear you. Hello.
Hi.
You got to unmute your microphone if you haven't already. And, Mom, if you could call out a number from 1 to 36.
So it's not this one.
24.
24. Grab 24 for her up on the board. And then how about the young lady to your right? Call out a number. Anyone you want?
13.
14, yeah?
14.
14. Thank you, guys. Good luck.
I don't know.
It sounded like 14
to me.
Yeah, let's do it one more time.
Do it slow.
I think what EB says, though, is absolutely right. It doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter what she said. He was going to come up with it.
What they heard and then what the chip which Heidi picked was 14. So if she picked 13,
Doesn't matter. That wasn't going to trip up the trick. Whatever the numbers were, he was going to come up with them.
Correct.
Right.
1 to 36.
24.
24. Grab 24 for her up on the board. And then how about the young lady to your right? Call out a number. Anyone you want?
13.
14, yeah?
14.
I mean, it 14. Could have been either one.
14.
Sounds like 14 to me.
Can you do it slower?
All right, you got to give me 1 minute to do that.
I do think, though, Howie seems to have a thing, and I haven't watched.
Howie hates him.
I haven't watched any seasons from the past of America's Got Talent, okay?
So your life's better for it.
Of the show. I don't know anything about it other than our guy, Max Major, is now on the show, right?
Yeah.
Howie seems to not like magicians.
Right.
And Sophia doesn't like
Max. She's a
Max.
Skeptic.
I think she doesn't even like Max because isn't she the one that was taking shots at him going barefoot, which is a weird bit.
That is weird.
But
she doesn't like that he doesn't wear shoes either.
Right.
All right. Valdez is trying to slow it down. Again.
We got a break.
Maybe we can play it during the next one. You know, when Max is on, I don't know, we can play it by ear. We'll ask him about the controversy.
Be the result show, right?
I don't know.
I think tonight
is the result show.
So we'll I did my 10 votes next.
So don't I.
Did you get your 10 votes in?
Yep.
Got him. There you go.
He's got 40 votes. We know that.
All right. So we'll talk to our pal, mentalist magician Max Major, who's been on America's Got Talent the last couple days, but I believe EB's going to tell us something.
Yeah, let me see here. It's about Thompson Creek. Thompson Creek windows. I love those. Everybody here has got Thompson Creek windows. They can lower your utilities, improve your home's value, save you 40%. Thompson Creek does it all. They design, build, and install replacement windows so you won't pay the middleman markup. Buy one window and get one 40% off during their September savings event. That includes expert installation, credible finance options, and Thompson Creek has you covered with their amazing no-hassle warranty. Visit ThompsonCreek.com for details. You get more for your money at Thompson Creek.
Call 855-57-CREEK today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Just a reminder, you miss any part of the show, you can always rewind up to 24 hours with radio.com. Download the app, select our station, go back in time. We connected with Peter Laviolette, the new head coach of the Washington Capitals, earlier in the program. He was great.
Mm-hmm.
Mike Rizzo joined us, but right now on the Mattress Warehouse Hotline, it's our pal Max Major, who was on the semifinal round of America's Got Talent last night. How you feeling, Max?
Hey!
What's up, buddy?
How are you, man?
I'm doing good.
Did you get any sleep last night?
Not really. It's 6:40 here right now. I probably fall asleep around 2, but I'm feeling all right. It's part of the process. I'm enjoying it.
So let me ask you this. When you do the performance, I know some of the parts are taped. I don't know how much of it is. Are you actually at home when it's airing?
No, we haven't left our little bubble. Like the NBA, the whole time. So,
you're still in Vegas.
You stay in the hotel. No, I'm in a hotel outside Universal Studios.
Oh, you're in LA, okay.
California. Yeah, so all the acts are sort of in a bubble. You get tested for COVID like 3 times a week and just hang out and eat hotel food all day.
Right. So, but when it airs, you're actually watching it on TV.
No, it's live.
It is live.
His performance is live. There's just taped elements.
Live.
Okay, gotcha.
My act is live.
How did you feel about your act before we even get to the judges? You invited Heidi Klum to be your assistant. How did you feel about your performance?
Yeah, I thought it was insane. I thought it was impossible. I mean, anyone who's ever played the lottery knows it's like, what is it, to guess 6 numbers correctly in the Powerball, what is that, like 1 in 100 million? I don't even know that it's.
It's like,
insane,
yeah,
right?
Like, it's like that, like 1 in 80 million, something like that, something crazy.
There you go. So I thought what I did last night was 1 in 80 million. I thought it's insane. And not only was it in bigger in an impossible way, but I went physically bigger because Sophia keeps telling me go bigger. So the original idea was I was going to buy a lottery ticket with the numbers I thought that the judges would say. And then I was looking at it and I said, this might not be big enough. So I said, what if we made an like a fake advertisement for the lottery with the same numbers, you know, so we'd have that wow factor. And it's up before my performance. It's still up now. People can go and see it. So I felt great about it. I was getting weird energy during the performance from the judges, though. Like, I'm not going to lie about that. I'm not delusional about their experience because at the end of the day, they are the only people in the room. It's me and it's them. And Heidi obviously was great. She was smiling, laughing the whole time. She enjoyed it. She was really great. But Sophia's energy towards me the entire time was like she just wasn't following.
Yep.
And I don't know what she wasn't following, but right. You could see it in her face. You could see it in her face even when I said her name the first time. When I said Sophia, she looked at me like she didn't even know what name I just said.
Right.
So I don't know what, before I even got to anything that could be considered complicated, I could tell. And then I think it, for her, might have snowballed. Honestly, I'm really good at reading people, and I really don't understand what it was about my act for Howie and Sophia last night, Howie and Sophia, that was confusing. I mean, at the end of the day, it's up to the people who vote. You know, it was kind of cool that the second Howie started being negative, the entire virtual audience started booing him. I mean, it was literally instant. Right. Like, everyone on the wall behind was like, thumbs down. So you never know how people feel about it. You know, I suspect that there were a lot of people who loved Dak, but when there's only three people watching and two of them are incredibly negative, it's very hard to swallow.
Like, that doesn't help.
Frustrated,
yeah,
by their comments.
I mean, Max, yeah, like, but, I texted you, I don't understand what they didn't understand about the act, unless they just
there's
weren't
so
listening.
Many factors.
They weren't listening. So they're dummies.
Like, okay, so they're seated a lot lower than the line of the table, right? They're kind of seated, I don't know, 6-7 feet below the edge of the table. Maybe they couldn't see the top of the table. For them, they didn't even know it was a roulette table. They didn't even have an overhead cam. Like, they don't see exactly what the people at home see. So maybe that could be.
Know.
That's the only thing I can think.
Well,
Heidi's up there. She's taking the numbers.
Yeah. Max, my read on this, and I'm not going to say that I have a great ability to read people, but I just think Howie kind of hates on magicians.
I don't know, though, because he's been, despite last night, I love Howie. Like, he's been great to me this season. He loved my act last time. He was the first person to stand up and give me a standing ovation. He's been super positive on my audition in my quarterfinal. So I don't think it's a general dislike for Magic or a general dislike for me. I honestly don't know what it was about my act last night. And it's frustrating because if I went back and did it again, I couldn't nor would I change anything in spite of their reaction. Because it'd be one thing if I felt like the act was confusing and I sort of agreed with him. But, yeah, I don't know. It's hard. Obviously, I thought about it last night. I have no clarity on it today. Obviously, they can have an opinion. But at the end of the day, the judges don't vote anymore. It's up to America. You know, I don't know how much what they say shapes how people vote. But at the end of the day, I still have a shot tonight. Right. And the really important thing is, if I'm on the bubble tonight, so here's how the results show work, because it'll happen tonight on NBC. They'll put three acts through straight to the finals. So the top three acts will go through the finals. And that's what happened to me in the quarterfinals. I went through straight away. However, the acts in fourth, fifth, and sixth place, so kind of like right on the bubble, right? They'll go into what's called the dunk and save, and then people will have the opportunity to vote again. So we won't perform again, but they'll open it back up to voting, and then the act that gets the most votes will go through. So if anybody listening watches tonight and I'm in the dunk and save, you got to vote like crazy. But then the judges will save one of the other two acts. So, you know, I don't know if I would get that vote tonight. I almost have to make it through in the top four because I don't know if I would get the judge vote. So definitely need you guys to tune in and vote again if I end up in that situation.
We can definitely do that.
All right, real quick, we wanted to ask you about the controversy, though. I don't think it matters because I know you would have come up with the numbers anyway. But
it's
with the girl saying 13 or 14, we played it down slow. I can tell. I mean, I thought maybe she said 13, but I could also hear 14. But
let me ask you guys a question. Have you ever been on a Zoom call?
Sure.
Of course. Yeah. We're doing our show
right now.
Zoom right now.
Imagine doing that with all of the noise of a crowd and everything in the background.
Right.
So it was so impossible to hear even the judges most of the time on stage from the distance that we're at, that I could barely hear the kid on Zoom, which is why I actually repeated it to make sure that's what I heard her say, because Heidi and I looked at each other like, what did she just say? So I said what I thought I heard back, which I genuinely heard 14, and I still got nothing. I mean, you saw how hard my interaction was at the beginning with them, like, hey, can you unmute your mic? We could barely hear each other. So what's wild is in the broadcast and on YouTube, it's crystal clear, at least the volume of the family is at the same level as mine. But on stage, it was nearly impossible to hear them. So,
Max, don't sweat it. Look, Max, we only have like a minute left.
Yeah.
Do not sweat that detail. You crushed it. You killed it. We put the video up on our Twitter, @JunksRadio. If you missed it, you can check that out. Support Max tonight. And if you're on that bubble, how do people vote?
Yeah, if they're watching tonight, they can vote with the AGT app and at nbc.com/AGTvote.
There you go. It's very simple.
All right, good stuff, buddy. Appreciate it. It's always fun to watch you, man.
All right, we'll talk again in the week when I'm in the finals.
Yeah. All right, let's hope. All right,
that optimism.
I like that.
All right, guys.
Thank you, buddy.
We'll see what happens.
All right.
It's so not the way I think, but I love the way Max thinks.
Cakes, I just hope most viewers are like us when they just look at the – the reactions of Dum Dum and Dum Dum, and they say, how could you not get that trick? And then they vote for him just because they really liked it.
Just don't be stupid. Don't be stupid. That's all.
Crazy if it wasn't people. Entertaining. It was butt entertaining.
Yes, want to remind me, remind people, tomorrow we'll talk fantasy football with Dave Richard at 8. We got to get out of here. Grant Danny up next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.